Welcome to Lilydale Radio, featuring topics about spiritualism, mediumship, healing, spirituality, and the Lilydale Assembly, the world's largest center for the religion, philosophy, and science of spiritualism. This is Lilydale Radio.
Hello, this is Reverend John White from downtown Lilydale, New York. Welcome to Journeys of the Light. We're coming to you live from beautiful Lilydale, New York, also known as the City of Light. And on board here, we have Joyce Kelly as our producer, and this is John White speaking to you at this time. We do see that we have several phone calls, and we'll get back to them very soon. Why don't you say hello to our audience, Joyce?
Hi there. Welcome to another edition of Journeys of the Light with Reverend John White, broadcasting from Lilydale, New York, the largest spiritualist community in the world. And we are busy here trying to get ready for summer season. Summer season, if you don't know Lilydale, it's about an hour south of Niagara Falls and half hour from the Lucille Ball Museum. And the summer season usually begins the last weekend of June. This year is a little bit funny because of the COVID virus, but Lilydale is going to be open, and we're going to have where the mediums stand in front of crowds of people and give messages spontaneously to different audience members. That's going to be twice a day, and then an all-message service every day at 2:30 where people come and a medium gives messages, but instead of just a smattering of people, they try to get to all of them. So it's a really special. And John is going to be doing his Sunday night circle every Sunday. And that's where he gives an introduction to all things spiritual.
And what do we mean by all things spiritual? That means basically understanding how the higher mind thinks. When you're developing your mediumship, we do encourage you to develop your higher mind first, okay? So your higher mind is also known as the witness. And then we delve a little bit more into the mind, and we help you to understand how the intuitive brain works. Another way of putting it, we help you to become intuitively literate. You know that there's academic literacy, emotional literacy, physical literacy, and there's also intuitive literacy. One of Einstein's saying is that the intuitive mind is a sacred gift and the rational brain is a faithful servant. So an imagination is more powerful than knowledge. And so using and working with our imagination in a very specific way, we can open up our intuition. For those of you who know your Bible, in Corinthians, it talks about the gifts of the Spirit. And we do share those gifts of the Spirit here at Lilydale. And what are some of the gifts of the Spirit that is recorded in the Bible in Corinthians? Well, the first one is the gift of wisdom, okay? And how do we get to understand the gifts of wisdom? We get to understand how God thinks, and God thinks through natural law. Whosoever therefore shall live, move, and have their being in divine wisdom, which is how God thinks through natural law, shall experience great things in the kingdom of heaven. And then, of course, the next gift of the Spirit is the gift of knowledge. When you have knowledge of how it is natural and normal to develop intuition, then you begin to take away all the funny superstitions that there are. And then, of course, the gift of healing. And here in Lilydale, we have many, many healers working. Now, during a normal season, you could go sit in front of a healer and receive spiritual healing. But some of you already probably heard of something called Reiki healing and hands-on healing, okay? So it is a spiritual healing. So one of the gifts of the Spirit is healing. And then another gift of the Spirit is discernment, which means being able to tune into different spirits and to tell you what their intent is. So in Lilydale, it's the same thing. It's semantics. It's called mediumship. It's called mediumship. And then you have also the possibility of the gift of miracles and signs and wonders, and also the gift of tongues. So the main gifts of the Spirit that we teach here at Lilydale is the gift of discernment, okay, the gift of knowledge, and the gift of wisdom, and the gift of healing. Okay.
Thank you, John. And John, you know, you didn't mention, although many of our listeners probably already know this, that Lilydale is mediums, full of registered mediums. There's about 52 registered mediums on any given year, sometimes a little bit more or less. And John, of course, is one of those registered mediums. And by registered, I mean that each medium has to go through a series of tests to prove that they're really communicating with people on the other side, with our loved ones in spirit. And it's typically a 2-year process. So, you know, John, when you first started, I think it was a little bit different. But anyways, if you come in the summertime, you can also get messages from student mediums and visiting mediums who come and participate in the Inspiration Stump services. And if you are a student medium or a visiting medium, you're also welcome to come up and share. You know, Lilydale is a place of learning and growing, and it's also a place where people come together and meet like-minded people, and they really connect those friendships that develop here. They happen, you know, a lot faster than they happen at other places, you know, because of the spiritual connection. And sometimes people go through healing because of their connection with their loved ones in spirit. So it's a wonderful and magical time, especially in the summertime, and when, you know, people bonding with each other and getting that proof of life. And, you know, John, actually, one of our fellow spiritual seekers here in Lilydale today shared something that I would like to share with our audience today. It's the Dalai Lama's 10 Rules for Success. Number one, help others. Number two, don't care what others say. Number three, pay attention to your inner values. Number four, be calm. Number five, have compassion, determined. Number seven, meditate. That's one that John is very big on, meditating. One of the ways to develop your mediumship as well. Number eight, keep things in perspective. Number nine, develop friendships. And number 10, this is one of my favorites, share funny stories. And actually, speaking of sharing stories, when we have people call into the show, we enjoy taking questions, and, you know, John will answer your questions of a spiritual nature and tune into your loved one in spirit. But we also like to hear your stories of spiritual healing or connection with the loved one in spirit, or maybe you had a mystical dream that you'd like to share, just something special and mystical. We like to hear those stories. So if you want to call in and share with us and everybody else, it's 818-739-8818. Again, that number is 818-739-88. And if you'd like to ask John a question, but you're a little bit too shy to call in, just give us a text at 716-467-5552. Again, that number is 716-467-5552. 5552. And by the way, John also connects with your pets in spirit.
Okay. And so, again, Lilydale is the largest spiritualist community in the world. Now, some of you may ask, how come there's not more spiritualists? Well, at one time in America, one in every 10th person was a spiritualist. And it goes way back to Lincoln's time. Now, where has spiritualism gone? Well, if you ever heard of the Unity Churches or New Thought, Science of Mind, also the foundations of Christian Science, Mary Baker Eddy, and the whole New Age movement is a child of spiritualism. So as time goes on, it grows in many, many different ways. But spiritualism has been with us at the beginning of time. Several years ago, I was in Brazil, And in Brazil, they call it spiritism. And spiritism or spiritualism is very big still in Brazil. And they have a lot of very magical healers there. Also in England, many people come here from England, and we have some beautiful schools in England also that you can go and learn, and many, many different parts of the world. So spiritualism is a science, a philosophy, and a religion of continuous life. Okay. And so, Joyce, I think we're going to get ready to pick up some of the calls. Okay.
Actually, you have someone who sent you a question by text. This comes from Lisa in San Francisco. And she's wondering, she's a two-part question here. She's wondering if you can tune in and see if there's anything her angels and spirit guides want to communicate with her. And also she's hoping you could tune in and tell her if she is going to get some of the funding that she's applied for.
Okay. So, now listen, Lisa, your future is a byproduct of your thinking. So I'm going to tell you some of the things you've been thinking about doing, and I really do hope you manifest that these things. I didn't say that you're not in good shape, but I had this impression that you're going to get in the best shape of your life, okay? I got a feeling that it's really going to help you to get to when you get in shape, your body and your brain are connected to your nervous system, so you become strong and you become more and more focused. Now, as far as the funding is concerned, I'm not really sure, honey. I don't really know. I wouldn't want you to lead you down any path that I don't know. But what I am getting about that is that you are on the waiting list, okay? And they're going to reshuffle the cards, you could say. See, you know why I'm talking a lot? Because the more I talk, the more I get. So I see them shuffling the cards, and I feel your name will come up, okay? And so I have faith that you will get it, but it's going to take a little while, honey. And thank you very much for sending that to us. Well, Joyce, what about one of these here online right here? There's a person that has the same phone number. I wonder who that is.
Hello, caller, and welcome to Journeys of the Light with John White. You are live on the air. Welcome.
Hi. I have a question. When you were talking about, wonderful things that have happened, it's so weird because I've been seeing my old house number, the house that I grew up. The number keeps popping up, and when he said that, I looked at the clock, and the number was there. The house number.
Okay.
That was a house where I grew up. Both my parents are deceased. And I'm wondering if they're trying to give me a message.
Okay. Let me just see what I get. Now, this may be a silly question, but do you ever remember your parents dancing?
Dancing?
Dancing.
No, I don't.
So I've seen them being younger in my mind. Now remember, when we're tuning to people on the other side of life, sometimes we tune into as they actually are. And so I really get a feeling of dancing. So that's one message that maybe, I don't know, maybe they're trying to tell you to go dancing. You know that song, when it comes time for you to sit it out or dance, I hope you dance, I hope you dance. Okay? And what that really means also is...
Oh my God, I just heard that today.
Yeah, see, that's called synchronicity, okay? So it doesn't just mean dancing. You could say life is a dance, okay? So don't be afraid to get up there on the floor and make it happen. And the other feeling I got, what was the number? Maybe you can use now numerology. What is the number that you keep on seeing?
Well, there's a 6 in there. There's a 0, and there's a 9.
So that's 15, if that's right. And 15, 1 and 5 is 6.
Yeah.
Okay. Okay, and it's June 9th today, by the way. Okay. Okay. Oh, I don't know about this, but I was just told that six is the number of lovers. Is there a special relationship that you're in at this time?
I don't have any relationship.
Okay, well, I just saw. Now, I'm not a numerologist, okay, but when I was trying to tune into the number six, I just got the feeling of lovers, okay? Okay, maybe your parents are trying to tell you that you'll have a person to dance with. Did you ever go dancing in your life?
Oh, my gosh, yes, when I was younger. I loved dancing.
Okay. Well, I think there's a double message here that you're to when opportunities come, step out on the floor and, you know, when it comes your turn to sit it out or dance, I'll help you dance. But see why I keep on talking. I have to watch the movies in my head as I'm talking. And I get a feeling that you'll get an opportunity to go dancing again. Okay?
Okay.
And that's what I'm really getting. I believe I am getting that from your parents. Your parents, by the way. Okay. Was your father in the military?
Yes, he was.
Okay, I just saw a younger. I had an impression of a younger picture of him in the military, uniform. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Would you consider? I'm seeing a picture of Jesus. Would you consider your parents religious?
I think so. They didn't openly talk about it, but yeah,
okay.
I would say so.
Why am I looking at a picture of Jesus? Do you have something from your parents that has a picture of Jesus on it? Do you understand this at all?
I understand it. My grandparents had a picture of Jesus in their house.
Okay.
My mother.
Good. Now, you know, when I'm doing this, you'll understand what I'm trying to say more than I know what I'm trying to say, because what I'm doing is I'm trying to translate the movies, okay?
Right.
Okay, very, very good. Okay, we have to run. We've got a lot of people on the line, but God bless you and good luck. Thanks, honey.
Thank you for the message.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. And once again, you're listening to Journeys of the Light with Reverend John White, a Lilydale registered medium. And the number to call in is 818-739-8818. And if you'd like to send us a question by text, the number is 716-467-5552. Again, that number is 716-467-5552. And John, I have a question that came in by text. This is from Margaret in New Hampshire. And she just wants to know if you could tune in to possibly her grandmother in spirit and see if she has a message. And also, she's about to move, and she wants to know if the move is going to go well.
Okay. Oh, when I'm tuning into your grandmother, I don't know. So I'm a guy, so I can say this in a silly way. I don't know if your grandmother darned or knitted. I'm just seeing someone knit. They have some needles, and they're knitting. That's what I would call it. And they seem to be knitting and putting a blanket, like an afghan, a blanket around you. Okay, and and I see when I'm tuning into her, I see this beautiful yellow light there. Okay, and I don't have to tell you that you know that your grandmother's around you, and that you feel her sometimes. That's the message that. So she does. She obviously does. She does guide you, and she does help you. Okay, now as far as the move is concerned. I do believe, it's like as if I'm tuning into your soul. It's like your soul knows that this is the right move. It's the right time and the right move for you. And it's like you're opening up a brand new chapter in your life, okay? And as I tune into that also, I seem to be looking at different degrees, like educational or learning degrees on the wall that you don't have yet. So in this move that you take, it's going to be also a place for you. We'll have an opportunity to develop yourself and to grow. And I'm believing that you'll be really getting more degrees and more certificates. So it really does feel like a very, very positive a very positive mood. And I thank you for calling in.
Actually, she while you were speaking, she sent a follow-up question, which is, will the move also be good for her husband?
Okay. You know, as I'm tuning into your husband, now this is a very specific thing I'm getting. He will make it good. Okay? So now remember, our future is a byproduct of our thinking and our intents. So your husband's very definite that he plans on making it good. Okay? And it's almost like your husband has given himself a promise to do better and to really do very, very good things. I don't know if your husband is some type of manager at this time, but as I'm tuning into him, I really feel as though he has management. Okay. Oh, the more I talk, the more I get. I just saw a car. I had an impression of a car with your husband. It's I don't know what his dream car is, but it's like one of his dream cars. And also, I got a feeling as far as work is concerned. Now, a car is a symbol that represents how we go through life. So he's going to get his dream car, but he's also going to get his dream position, his dream job. So again, and thank you for texting us.
Thank you. And once again, you're listening to Journeys of the Light with Reverend John White. And next, we're going to take a call. And you are live on the air with John White. Hello, caller.
Hello. Thank you so much for taking my call.
Okay. How are you tonight?
Good. Good. Thank you. I have a question, please, if I may. I am speaking today with a lady, and we're thinking of doing a work project together abroad. I wonder if you see this going well, or any kind of guidance around this you could give me, I greatly appreciate.
Okay. Now, to help me get more specific, nobody knows who you are, so we can do this discreetly, but if you say the person's name to me that you're working with, I can go visit them, and I can get more specific. So what is the name of the person that you're planning on to join forces with?
Sure. Cassandra.
Okay. Okay, what I'm seeing is I'm. Let me finish before you say anything. I am sensing obstacles, but I get a feeling your talent and their talent put together. For instance, in quantum physics, 1 and 1 is 2; it's 3. So your talent and their talent, I really feel as though you're going to be able to manifest this. Okay, and I feel as though you actually may have to hire other people.
Yeah.
Now, what I mean by that is that you may have to get other people that have skills that you don't have at this time. You know, we all have different skills. So I really feel as though it will be successful. I get that feeling very, 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 very much. Are you opening up a bank? Now, this may be personal, but are you opening up a bank account there?
Abroad? I think I would have to.
I would have to. Okay. Well, I'm already at the bank, and I believe that you have to also. Okay. So that's good.
May I ask? Do you think it's the project that I should take over there? Is it the one that I have that begins with the letter I or M?
Okay, I'm not good with that. Just start talking about each project, and I'll. What projects are you thinking of taking over there?
I was thinking of taking over the either one. I'm not sure, Rich, really. One I wrote prior, and one I wrote second.
The friend that you're doing this with. Just be very clear and honest. Which one do you feel as though that she's the most talented with, the first or the second one?
Good point. Hard to say. Yeah, I really don't know.
Okay.
Yeah, I really
okay,
don't
I get a feeling of the first one. See, now, I don't give glib answers, okay? I have to watch for the movies, okay?
Okay.
And that's why I keep on. So I got a feeling of the first one. What was the first one that you mentioned?
I or M? I is the first one that I mentioned.
Okay, then I got feelings of the first one.
Okay.
Okay.
Oh, wow.
Okay, thank you very much.
Thank you.
For calling.
Thank you. God bless you. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Thank you for calling in. You're listening to Journeys of the Light with John White. And we have a lot of phone calls tonight, so we're going to get right to our next caller. And you are live on the air with John. Hello.
Hello. This is Nancy from California. Hello.
Hi, Nancy from California. How are you tonight?
I'm doing fine. I have an odd question. It has to do with the clair that deals with olfactory and smelling.
Okay.
And for several years, I've always felt like I can smell spirits around me. You know, I've had cigarette smells, perfume, cooking, you know, whatever. And a week ago, I smelled a very heavy cologne smell. And I was curious who that might be. I try and address it, but I get no answers. I tell them that I acknowledge it, but I never ever get any answers.
Okay. Well, first of all, okay, whether you see something, hear, smell, or taste something, you have to pay attention to your feelings in order to interpret. So when you talk about that, it's obviously a man. It's obviously a man. Now, do you remember someone in your family wearing a certain cologne or something like that?
Well, my husband used to wear cologne when he was in the beginning of our marriage.
No,
yes.
No. Where is your husband now?
He's on the other side.
Well, guess who it is?
Oh.
Okay. Now, I know people also there's another word called clairgustions. Clairgustions means smelling and tasting intuitively. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
So I do feel it's your husband. Okay?
Okay.
So right away I knew it was a man, but I had to go into my feelings, which is another way of saying clairsentience. I had to go into my feelings, and it feels like your husband to me. Okay? Did your husband ever give you roses?
Yes, a long time ago, but he used to, yes.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so you know, I'm doing the same thing you're doing. I'm talking about your husband, and I'm smelling roses. I'm smelling roses. Okay, so it's really interesting that you have that way of sensing and intuitively picking up on things. Okay? Do you know anything about aromatherapy? Do you know anything about aromatherapy?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Okay. Let me say something to you, because I teach people a psychic ability, and this is what you could do. If you got familiar, like all the information that you put in your left brain, which is the academic side, so if you really got familiar with the different fragrances, the different aromas, okay, then you could think of a person, and your intuitive mind would tell you what aroma they would need at this time for healing. You understand what I'm trying to say to you?
Oh, yes. Very interesting.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Okay. So you know what? We're going to test you right now. Okay? So when you think of John, now, let's see, we're all students, so don't just go ahead and do this. When you think of John White, what aroma or fragrance do you have an impression of?
That's funny. I feel like a white flower, kind of like a gardenia, but I don't think that sounds like more a feminine flower. But white. I guess John White, like a gardenia. I'm sorry.
Okay, and I don't know. So it smells like, what was the name of that flower again?
I'm sorry?
Name of that flower?
Gardenia.
Okay. Now, unfortunately, John White doesn't know what a gardenia looks like.
It smells good.
It smells good. Okay. But, you know, now listen, when we're doing this, you're in your timeless mind, okay? So, for instance, sometimes when you give impressions, we don't know if you're giving an impression that just occurred that is occurring now will be or will occur. So I'm going to keep my mind open for that aroma showing up in my life, okay? And that flower, okay?
Okay.
But I really think that you should study aromatherapy and get familiar with the different aromas, okay? And then because, you know, aromatherapy is really another way of healing. And so you may be able to intuitively help people by letting them know what aroma or fragrance they need. Okay, and thank you very much for calling us tonight.
Well, thank you. Thank you so much.
You're very welcome.
Yeah. Bye-bye.
And once again, you're listening to Journeys of the Light with Reverend John White. And let's see. John, we actually have, besides a few callers, someone who sent us a question by text message. And this is from Annie. She had a cat who went missing, and she wants to know if you can tune into the cat.
Okay. I'm sad to hear about that. So this is a text, right?
Yes.
Okay. Okay. Now just because I'm not seeing your cat, it doesn't mean it's not there. Okay. I'm feeling your cat, honey. But listen. Now this is only my interpretation. I don't know if your cat is still in the world, okay? I don't know if your cat is still in the world, okay? Now, let me just ask you a question. Was somebody very, very close to you who passed on with a cancerous condition, okay? Now, the reason why I'm asking that question, I believe that they also love cats. And I get a feeling if your cat has passed on, your cat is safe on the other side of life. Okay, honey. God bless you and thank you.
Thank you. And once again, if you are listening and you'd like to ask John a question, we do have a little bit of time left. The number is 818-739-8818. Again, that number is 818-739-8818. And the number to text is 716-467-5552. And next, we're going to take another caller. So, hello, caller. You are live in the air with John.
Hi. Thank you for taking my call.
Come in. What is your name?
My name is Dion.
Oh, what a pretty name. How are you tonight, Dion?
Thank you. I'm good.
Okay. And what would you like? Do you have a story? Do you want to ask a question?
My question is that I'm looking to relocate out of my apartment and... Well, I'd like to meet somebody and live with them, like kind of like a roommate situation, or cohabitation.
Okay.
Do you see that coming
okay,
up?
Well, okay. Well, I don't know yet, but maybe we'll find out in a moment. Now, let me ask you a silly question. Now, remember when I'm doing this, I'm in a part of my mind that's timeless. Do you play golf?
No.
Okay, well, I just saw you living by a golf course. Now, if this isn't where you're living right now, then this is new news, okay? So wherever you're moving to, there's a golf course, okay? And if I'm getting this right, I see you meeting a man who works at the golf. I guess they call it the caddy shack. I don't know. Where you buy golf clubs and things like that. I really feel as though they're very smart. Now I need to ask a very unusual question. Are you Jewish?
No.
The reason why I asked that question, I saw a man at a golf course and he felt like he was Jewish. Now, if I'm misinterpreting this, he's working at a Jewish golf course. I don't know how to interpret this, okay? But when you ask those two questions, I believe your next move will be basically your next move will be by a golf course, and I do believe that you'll be meeting a man who works at that. Okay, thank you.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you.
Well, thank you so much for calling in, and you're listening to Journeys of the Light with John White in Lilydale, New York. And next, we have a caller from Boston, Massachusetts. Joe, you are live on the air with John.
Hi, John.
Hello, Joe. Hi, Joe.
Recently, hello, can you hear me? Yeah.
Yes, I can hear you perfectly. Thank you.
Okay, yes. I recently lost my father about a month ago. He died of natural causes. He was 86. Obviously, we've had a lot of people, a lot of loss of life this past 5-6 months. And my question is, do you think we just, these people that have passed, you know, they decide when they want to pass, how they want to pass, and they use, you know, this time to pass? So that's my question.
Okay. Now, when you say, do they decide, it's not that their ego and their rational brain decides, their soul decides. Okay?
Correct. Yeah.
So it's not a conscious decision. All right?
Right. Right.
Yeah, an unusual question. Did your father ever go fishing?
No, he wasn't wasn't into
fishing. And now
fishing.
Is there somebody else in your family that would go fishing? Do you understand this at all?
Yeah, that would be my grandfather.
Okay. Now, is this your father's father or your mother's father?
Mother's father.
Okay. Now, you see, sometimes we're trying to tune into people on the other side of life. I just have to, it's more of a passive thing. I have to receive whatever comes, okay? So,
absolutely.
Were you close to your grandfather at all?
Well, he lived, we never went fishing. Well, you know, when I was little, I might have went fishing with him, but he lived in St. Louis, but we were,
I wouldn't say close, but we, you know, knew each other pretty well.
Okay. How is your father's relationship? Did your father know him well, or?
No.
I'm just wondering why. Yes. Well, I'm just wondering why am I tuning into you? Why am I getting impressions about your grandfather and I'm trying to tune into your father? Okay. But the original question is, I believe before we come into the world, our soul chooses what type of family we need to be born in, what race we need to come in, what religion we'll follow, and what country we will be born in. Okay. I get a feeling that you. This is a statement. You've already felt your father close to you. Do you understand this?
Yes.
Okay. It's not clear. Like, I was just kind of trying to be open to his energy. It was like an impression. I mean, you were in your bedroom. I don't know if you were going to sleep or waking up. But I felt his energy there. And as time goes on, his energy will get stronger and stronger. I do believe that he will be definitely close to you, and he will help to guide you. You don't have a son, do you?
No.
Okay.
Not yet.
Not yet. Well, that was a good answer. Not yet. Okay. I'm just fine, but I'm doing this here. I'm trying to communicate with your father, and he's talking about a son of yours. Okay. Okay. So. Again, even though this doesn't make sense, I know that it will. I know that it will as time goes on.
Okay.
Now, here's a silly question: did your father wear ties?
Yes. Yeah.
Do you have some of his ties?
Yeah, I do. I do. Yeah, I do have.
Okay. Okay. So why don't you wear them now and again?
Okay.
Or are they not your style? I don't know what to say.
Yeah, I would wear them.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. You know what psychometry is?
Yes.
Okay, yeah. So, you know, your father's energy is on those ties. That's what I'm trying to say. So, anytime you want to go somewhere where you feel as though, you know, Dad, come along with me. Let's go do this together. You know, if it's an important meeting or something like that, why don't you just slip on one of his ties? Okay?
Great.
And
I will do that.
And that would be great. Okay. Thank you very much for calling us tonight, sir.
Thank you very much. Take care. Bye.
Thank you.
Thank you. And once again, you're listening to Journeys of the Light with John White. And we're going to try to take in another caller or two before we have to end the show in just about 5 minutes. So, hello, caller. Are you alive on the air with John?
Hello. Hello, are you there?
Okay, I guess we're having a little bit of a technical issue, so we're going to try this again. Hello, caller. You are live on the air with John.
Hi.
Hi, how Hello. Are you tonight?
Fine, how are you? Thank you.
Now, do you have a question or a story?
No, I got a question. I call it from New York, and my name is Maria. You got my husband passed away. You got a message from my husband?
Okay, honey, you'd speak slow. I didn't understand you. Speak clearly now. Ask me again.
Right. I got a message from my husband. My husband has passed away. You talk to the people that are at the site.
Okay.
Yeah,
okay, no, I don't understand the question, honey. Please again. Please ask again
all
one
right.
more time.
Yeah, all right. You think I'm going to Italy this year, next year?
Are you asking if you're going to go to Italy this year?
Yeah, or next year.
Okay. Thank you, honey. I need to ask you a question. Do you have a brother in the spirit world?
No. Okay. I got a brother, but there was a very baby when they were born.
Okay, good. Okay, I understand that. Well,
and
I'm trying die. To. You know, okay. When you are now, remember, I'm a medium, so sometimes I'm aware of. So when you ask that question, I had a feeling of a brother, trying to answer that question for you. So even if we pass on, make the transition, so I do believe that yes, you are going, honey. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you
very much.
Thank you so much for calling in, and once again, you're listening to Journeys of the Light with John White. And John, we actually have one more text question. This is from Susan in Mayville, and she wants to know, John, if you could tune in. She's trying to be spiritual and the best person she can be, and she said she's recently had a little bit of a clash with a neighbor, and she wants to know if everything's going to be patched up nicely.
Okay. Well, you know what? I'm going to give you a little technique. I see you lighting a candle that represents the relationship between you and that friend. So light a candle and say a prayer, and the candle basically represents you and that friend getting back together again, and just send that friend healing. Okay, you know the saying of Jesus, to pray for people that you're having difficulty with or you're not getting along with. But I see you lighting a candle. And the candle represents you and that friend of yours getting back together again. Okay, and thank you very much. Thank you very much for calling. I want to talk a little bit about Lilydale. There are some other shows here at Lilydale. And if you go to lilydaleassembly.com, you'll be able to tune into the other and find out when the other five shows are here also. Now, Joyce and I and everybody at Lilydale is looking forward to seeing you here at Lilydale this year. Even though we're not having a full year, there's going to be a lot of activities. And the good news is that the guest homes are open, so you can come and stay in the beautiful guest home that we have here for you. Okay, so you know the saying, it's possible for you to be lonely, but it's impossible for you to be alone. God and the angels walk with you all the time. Thank you.